welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program. Jesus saved, Jesus
saved. Welcome into the midweek edition of the Fellowship Broadcast. And on our Wednesdays, we always have Pastor Burroughs come along and speak to us, and we are looking forward to hearing from him today as he visits Matthew 27 and thinks about this question, what shall I do then with Jesus? Looking forward to hearing that here in just a few moments, but first, here's a letter from a life that has been changed by the power of a gospel tract.
Here's a letter from Florida. It says, I am currently in the hole. Being back here for 5 months, someone slipped me a gospel tract, and where are you going to spend eternity? I want you to know that because of that gospel tract, I asked God to save me. I have been trying hard to see my life changed for the Lord. I need a Bible, and I could sure use that to grow in the Lord. Thank you so much for Fellowship Tract League. That from Bobby in Florida.
You're listening to the Fellowship Broadcast, heard daily at this time. All tracts are sent free as the Lord provides. To request an English or Spanish sample packet or to make a tax-deductible donation, contact the Fellowship Tract League at 513-494-1075 or on the web at fellowshiptractleague.org. Or write to us at P.O. Box 164, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. Thank you for giving to help us reach those who have never heard the gospel.
Hello, this is Pastor Burroughs. I want to thank you for listening to the broadcast today. Today we're going to be in the book of Matthew chapter 27 and looking at Pilate and the statement, what shall I do then with Jesus? What are you going to do with Jesus? In Matthew 27:22, Pilate saith unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? And they all say unto him, let him be crucified. You know, that's a decision that was placed before Pilate that he had to make. I don't doubt that day started for him just like any other day. And then they brought unto him Jesus. It was of the Lord that he was put in a position that he had to make a decision about Christ. You know, every single person is going to have to make a decision about Christ. They are. And Hebrews 4:13 says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open under the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Think about that, with whom we have to do. There's a day of reckoning ahead for all of us. Every one of us must ask ourselves, what then shall I do with Jesus? Hebrews 9:27 says, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Like I said, there is a day of reckoning that you're forced to make a decision about what you are going to do with the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who died on Calvary for your sins. It was a personal decision that Pilate had to make that day. He has no other choice. No one can make the decision for him. He was in a position of authority. I mean, he tried to get out of the decision. He tried to put it on the people, you know. Who would you rather have me release, Barabbas or Jesus? I mean, surely they'd pick the murderer, wouldn't they? The one guilty of insurrection? No. And then he was scourged and he laid that choice for them again. And he, you know what? He still said no. The crowd wanted the Lord crucified. You see, he tried to pass off his responsibility and he couldn't do it. You know, again, Pilate did everything he could. Mark 5:12, what will you then should do unto him whom you call the King of the Jews? See, Pilate was trying to get out of it. He could not do it. So it is with every one of us. Every one of us, every man, every woman in this world is going to have to make a decision what they're going to do with Christ. You know, Acts 17:30 said, in the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. No man can make the decision for you. Your parents cannot make the decision for you. The decision was not made because you were raised in a certain family. You say, well, my dad's a preacher, and that don't matter none. You got to decide, what are you going to do with Jesus? Your grandfather may have been a pastor, a preacher. You know, I've had people tell me that. Well, my grandpa was a preacher. I'm okay. Well, that don't help you one bit. You and you alone are going to have to decide what you're going to do with Jesus. Just like that day, it was Pilate and Pilate alone. They had to make the decision on what they were going to do with Jesus that day. You know, again, you may wish, well, as Pilate, that you could sit back and do nothing, but Pilate didn't have that luxury, and neither do you. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 12:30, he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. You know, the Son of God died on Calvary for your sins. You know, Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And if you think, you know, that you might think like Pilate wanted to set the matter aside, well, you may say today, well, I'll just set that aside. I'll make a decision later. Well, you're making a decision, friend. You're making a decision, and it's one of rejection. If you know you're lost and you think, I'm just not going to do anything at this time, well, let me take care of my career first, or I'm going to do this first, I'm going to do that first. Well, you're making a decision, aren't you? Yes, you are. You're making a decision. That is rejection. That's rejection. You say, oh, no, yes, you are. You're making a rejection. Now, let me tell you there's going to be a great conflict over this decision. You know, the crowd, Pilate had great conflict. The crowd was crying, crucify him. You know what? They used his career against him. In John 19:12. It says, from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, if thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Who maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. Yeah, they put his career against him. You know, you're going to have to make a decision. Sometimes it's your career or Jesus. That's right. Some people put their career before the Lord. Oh, I'll go to him after I, you know, get all this settled. No, you can't do that. His flesh, you know what? He was willing to make them content, that is, satisfy them. And it led to his demise. In Mark 15:15, Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them, delivered Jesus, and when he had scourged them, to be crucified. Think about that. And yet he had the witness of truth. I want you to think about this. Pilate had a witness of truth. He said, I find no fault in him. That's right. He examined him and said, on more than one occasion, I find no fault in him. And you're never going to find fault in Jesus. Even Pilate called him Christ. That's right. Not just Jesus, but Christ. He's the Messiah. He had another witness, his own wife, witnessed of him in verse 19 of Matthew 27, when he sat down on the judgment seat. His wife said unto him, and saying, have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. That's right. Listen, you'll find great conflict when you make a decision on Christ. That's right. The devil begins to, you know, 1 Peter 5:8 said, he'd be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Listen, it was Eve. Who was it that deceived Eve in the garden? It was the devil. It was the devil that entered the greedy hypocrite in Judas. It was the devil that you can be sure today, if you want to put it off, it's the devil helping you along that way. He'll do everything he can to get you to not make a decision on Christ. You know why? He's trying to seek, and he's trying to devour. He hates you. Why? Because God created you in his image. The world will be against you. You know, John 15:18, it says, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Well, sometimes your own family will keep you from coming to Jesus. That's right. He that loveth father and mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. You know, think about that. The Lord taught us to love and honor our parents, but when your family keeps you from Jesus, you better choose Jesus. One time a man who was in a meeting stood up and was going to go forward to get saved, and his wife grabbed him and pulled him down. The preacher saw this, and he went down to get him, and he said, I noticed you started to come forward. And his wife said, he is not going forward and getting saved today. The man got back up, and she grabbed him again, and he looked at her, and he sat back down. You know, they never donned the doors of that church again. Listen, you may say, well, the woman, she had influence. Well, that's true, but inevitably, it was the man's decision. It was his choice. See, you're never going to pass your decision off to anyone else for any reason. No, you're not going to do it. You say, I was hurt in church. Well, that doesn't matter. You still got to make a decision on Christ. I've seen preachers do wrong. A deacon do wrong. People in the church. Well, it doesn't matter, none of that. The question is, what are you going to do with Jesus, the only begotten Son of God who died on Calvary for your sins? Listen, my friend, we're out of time today. We're going to pick this up next week where we left off. I pray that you tune into that next Wednesday. My friends, thanks for listening to the broadcast. And what are you going to do with Jesus?
You have been listening to the Fellowship Broadcast. Be sure to tune in again and invite someone to listen with you. This is Bruce DeLange signing off with this thought. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the journey. Are you?